Do you know what we're going to do in 2024? We are going to live our best lives in 2024. So no more sitting around looking for who to validate you and who thinks you're pretty and who doesn't think you're pretty, who looks at you funny, who gave you a side eye funny and you did nothing wrong. None of that is happening again. No more looking our horrible, worst selves. No more not taking care of our bodies, not, you know, considering what we're putting in our bodies, in our minds, through our eyes. Like, feed your soul with healthy stuff, right? Feed your soul with healthy things and it will, what's the word I'm looking for? When you sow, you reap. So if you sow seeds of good health, wellness into yourself, you would reap a harvest of abundance of goodness and wellness. I'm telling you the truth. You find yourself brooding and crying over someone who is absolutely irrelevant to the progress of your life. Get off of your knees, girl. Get up. Go explore new stuff, a new restaurant, watch something funny, start going to the gym, learn how to cook something, read something, listen to something helpful, good music, go out with your friends. If you have friends, if you don't, you can create your own entertainment. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, what is most important is everything you have learned in 2023. Please apply it. You need to apply it, okay? So it's worth it. Okay? Learn detachment. Stop trying to attach your feelings, yourself, to people, because those people are looking for who to attach themselves to, and the people they're looking for, it ain't you. Okay? It's something I read, and this is regarding love, what I'm about to say. It says that, I think it was a TikTok video, and the girl was like, you coming to realize that what you thought was love wasn't actually love. The person you were head over heels in love with and you'd cry over, who would upset you, is just an ordinary person. There's nothing special about them. The only reason why they were special to you is because you poured the love from yourself, the love you want to give yourself, onto them, and it made them special. It's your love that made them special. They're not special on their own to you. So please push them to a curb and keep it moving, okay? You're beautiful, you're bad, you are an acquired taste. I'm telling you this from experience. I didn't know this about myself. And you know, I won't come up here and lie to you. Aside the knowledge that I already have from what I've watched, the people I've watched, like Wizard Liz, Shira 7. There's a ton of them. Maybe one of these days I'll make, you know, a recording of like the people you should watch to elevate yourself. But like, aside, you know, watching them and having them teach me these things, not aside, after, I just realized that I am so bad and people are so obsessed with me. Like, I'm not even trying to toot, well, I am trying to toot my horn, but not in a way that is false. It is actually true. People are absolutely obsessed with me. People would become obsessed with you once you're obsessed with yourself. People want to be you once you are you, once you're authentic. You need to be authentic. Stop trying to be someone else. People don't like that because they're looking for who to be. So in that same way where you're developing yourself, growing, going out, meeting people, going out with a purpose. Don't just wear clothes and start to be walking around. No. Go out with a purpose. Meet people. Be ladylike. Be feminine. Laugh. Cackle. Have a plan. Don't just let a man run you over talking about, I will do, I will do, I will do. I will do, I'm not interested. Do it now. I have done it is who matters, not I will do. I will do is totally irrelevant to anything that concerns you. I have done it is who you should be focused on, okay? And if I have done it isn't doing it anymore, please move on. The last thing you want in your life is to be miserable and beautiful. There's always this idea that people have, and once you're very attractive or beautiful, you're miserable, which is true in certain situations, but really prove people wrong for once that you're actually happy and satisfied with your life and you hope to gain more and you're working towards more. And so you're not miserable. Like, nobody cares how sad you are. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to love you and give you all the love that your mommy and daddy or your ex didn't give. Like, nobody cares because everybody's going through their own stuff. So what do you do in that instance? You pick yourself up, do the things that you have to do. Look at your life, evaluate your life, look at the things that you did last year that didn't work for you and do them differently this year. You need, like, I want to hear by the end of 2024, I've gotten a car, I've gotten a house, I have an apartment now, I'm doing well for myself, I have a business that I run. I want to hear that. I don't just want you to know. So if you have to learn how to drive, learn how to drive. Get a car. If you want to buy your first Birkin, your second Birkin, your third, your first Van Cleef, your first Cartier, look, if it's the first and that's what you want, you can get it. If it's not your first and you want some more, there's no such thing as being greedy, okay? You can have just about anything you want if you put your mind to it. Energy goes where intention flows. Think about it and achieve it. Think about it and achieve it. You are so bad and so bougie. You deserve the whole world. And if one man is not going to give it to you, there's another man who's going to give it to you. And if he's not giving it to you, there's going to be someone who's going to give you the things that you want. And it has to come with you giving it to yourself first. Give it to yourself. Enjoy your life. It doesn't have to be grandiose. It doesn't have to be so expensive if you cannot afford it. But make your life easier for yourself. Don't make your life difficult talking about some, that's just the way it is. Life isn't a bed of roses. Maybe if anybody ever tells you that, you just say, maybe your life isn't. My life is. What do you mean? Get out of my face. Okay? Don't spend 2024 crying or being miserable about some... Ugh, please. We are children of the Most High, okay? And we only do things that make us happy. We're not miserable people. We're happy people. We're courageous. We're goal setters and goal getters, and we know what to do when we have to do it. Okay? So please be bad and bougie. Travel the world, experience new things, new interesting and fun things. Don't hold back and be careful. Don't hold back. Don't slip into your feelings and forget everything you've learned. No. Slip out of your feelings. Remember everything you've learned. Okay? 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 And always have a plan. Always have a purpose. Always have an intention before you do absolutely anything. Don't just close your eyes and just do stuff. Okay? I will be seeing you in 2024, living your best life as you'll be seeing me living my best life, okay? Bye, babes. Toodaloo.